Joining us now is York Institute Dragons head coach Roy Whitehead. Coach, you guys started a little slow against Macon on Tuesday, but then you picked up the energy level and you end up walking out with a 9-point win. What adjustments did your guys make that led to the victory?
I think at halftime we were just flat. We didn't respond to their energy level. I think the second half we turned up the defensive pressure, put more pressure on the ball, made it harder for them to make the entry passes on the inside, and our guys did just a much better job defensively than what we did in the first half.
You got a big game from Bryson Bilbrey. That's got to be a good sign for him as a young player that he steps up in a big district game like that. What pleased you most about his performance?
Yeah, I really like he is a natural in the fact that he just has instincts to be around the ball that's not coached. That's just the natural instincts of being a basketball player. He, you know, being a freshman, we start two freshmen, play three freshmen a big part of the time. And so we're extremely young with one senior. And so it's taken these guys, you know, a period of time to get used to one another on the floor, a new coach, a new system, and in what has been the worst of circumstances with the COVID virus, you know, we were practically shut down without a game for a month, only had five players that could practice. And so that put us another month behind with having no summer camps, no preseason scrimmages. It's just taken us a lot more time than it normally would to come together and put the pieces together for the coaches and for the players, a knowing a rotation, who plays well together in situations, what are we going to do defensively, what are we going to do offensively. And, you know, fans, I understand, and coaches too, are not patient. And, you know, as a coach, you want to see that happen overnight. It just doesn't happen that way in high school basketball or on any level, I believe. It takes time, it takes repetition, and it takes game experience. And these freshmen are just now getting a taste of high school basketball experience.
You know, Coach, it's funny you mentioned all of that. You mentioned, you know, COVID and how that's impacted you, you know, only having a set number of players. Is it then kind of crazy to you to look up and realize that you guys are tied with Upperman at the top of the district? You've played four games in the district. You've won all four of them. Is it kind of crazy to look at everything this team has gone through, and how rewarding is it to know all of this and know that the results are still, I mean, you're right there where you'd like to be. You're right there near the top of the district. You've got a two-game lead on the team that's in second. That's got to feel good.
It really does. And you know, we lost some games early, I'll be honest with you, that we should have won. And that was coaching errors, coaching mistakes, and unpreparedness for situations. For example, having a 10-point lead on a really good Cookeville team with less than 4 minutes to play, and we blew that lead. And again, that wasn't the player's fault. That was the coach's fault by not being prepared and having players in the positions they need to be. But and then we did the same thing against Rossview, a Triple A team that was very athletic. And, you know, our record doesn't indicate, I don't believe, the as good as we can be. And, of course, we didn't expect to be at peak performance. We expected to be farther along. But, again, with circumstances out of our control, has put us behind. But it is very satisfying that we've told our players that we're undefeated in the district. That's what we're shooting for. We're playing a really strong non-district schedule that is preparing us for the district and hopefully for the tournaments. And to be right there toward the top of the district in a very, very strong district, it's been rewarding for our players to respond positively and go out and know that they're capable of doing some good things in this district.
In times like this, how important are the veterans that you have? You know, Riley Cooper, Nick Smith, John Headings. How important are these guys in helping you when you've got, like, all the adversity you just mentioned? How important are those guys?
Well, that, you know, they're extremely important. You know, Nick is so ball savvy, and his basketball IQ is like having a coach on the floor. Riley is a leader by example. He plays 100% of the time, gives everything he's got. He's big, strong, and he is getting better and better as the season has gone. And again, our players are getting used to playing with one another. John Headings has stepped up. You know, last Friday night, Nick did not get to dress because of an ankle injury. John stepped up and scored our first 11 points in the first quarter in a big district game on the road, and played outstanding. Last night, he played against Macon County, you know, just absolutely wonderful. His play, he was out with COVID for over 2 weeks, and we have just had him back about 10 days, and he is just now hitting his stride where he was before he came down with the virus. And he's really playing well for us now, and he's picked up, you know, the slack where, you know, some of our players, like I said, with Nick being out, and there's a good chance that we picked up a game with Kingston on Friday night, which their boys are extremely, extremely good. And there's a good chance that we will not have Nick again Friday night because he injured his ankle again last night during the game. And so we're not going to take any chances with him and it being a non-district game. But what we expect from our other players is to step forward as they did last Friday night and pick up the slack. They have to, in order for us to be competitive.